Hey, what's up, everybody? I hope y'all having a wonderful day today. Hope everything going well with y'all. Today I'm gonna read 2 Corinthians 9, the way Father Yahweh gave it to me to read. Basically breaking down certain complex words into simpler words and more understanding of, you know, of how He wants us to actually see it. So you all can get to Bibles and read from there, but some of the words that I have will be, I'm gonna just read the words with the words to it that I put into so you can get it a lot better, basically, so that you can get a deeper meaning of what's really going on, right? So this is 2 Corinthians 9, yeah, because this is the way Father Yahweh has shown me to study and to read, so that I can actually understand it on a better point, to actually get what He's trying to say to me, or you know, to see things a lot more clearer, right? So like what I had taught y'all already in Ecclesiastes, that's exactly what I'm doing, and this is the whole chapter 9. So I've been putting in like I told y'all, I put in work to be doing this, so to help everyone out, to help myself out, and so we could see our Father on a better view than what we may think, right? So chapter 2 Corinthians verse 9, chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 9, come on, verse 9. Alright, so it goes, for as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous, which means unnecessary, for me to write to you, for I know that the forwardness was of your mind, for which I boast of you to them, Macedonia, which is burning, burning is fury, right? Adoration is love, right? So Macedonia means burning adoration, and burning means fury, and adoration means love, right? So for I know the forwardness was of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of fiery love. That's what he's saying. Fiery love. Right? I'm talking about fiery. Fiery love. So, yeah, for I know the forwardness was of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of fiery love. That Achaia, which is grief and trouble. So Achaia is grief and trouble, right? And Achaia in Hebrew means grief and trouble, and Macedonia in Hebrew means fiery love, right? So that grief and love was ready a year ago, right? And your zeal, so zeal is excitement of mind. So your excitement of mind has provoked, and provoke means to call for. So your exciting of mind has called for very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that as I said, you may be ready, lest happily, which means by chance, if they of Macedonia, which is fiery of love, come with me and find you unprepared, we say not you, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it unnecessary to exhort, which means encourage the brethren, that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, which is your reward or your commission. Wherefore, you had noticed before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, which is reward or commission, and not of a covetousness, envious and jealousy. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly, and sparingly means in small quantities, or not regularly, shall reap, and reap means receive a reward or benefit as a consequence of one's own or other people's actions. So they shall reap also sparingly, in small quantities, or not regularly, right? And he which soweth, so soweth means to plant seeds or cause to create, right? And he which plant seeds are caused to create bountifully, and bountifully means generously producing abundance, shall reap, receive a reward or benefit as a consequence of one's own or other people's actions, right? So hopefully that didn't go too far ahead of y'all, right? We can go back a little bit. So at the point where he was saying, but this is, I say, he which soweth sparingly in small quantities. So sparingly means in small quantities. So if someone was to sow sow sparingly, they're sowing in small quantities or not regularly. So when they're looking to reap something, you know what I'm saying, which is the reward or the benefit of what they have sowed, they should know that they're going to also reap it sparingly, right? They're going to reap it in small quantities or not regularly because they didn't sow a lot, right? And then he's saying, he which soweth, right? And soweth means to plant seeds or cause to create, right? Bountifully. So bountifully, if the person who sows generously to producing abundance shall also reap, which means receive a reward or benefit as a consequence of one's own or other people's action. Excuse me, y'all. Also bountifully, generously producing abundance. So when we give a lot, we receive a lot. When we give little, we receive a little, right? Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So all this giving is from our heart. You know what I'm saying? So when you give from your heart, you got to understand that when you give from your heart in abundance, you will receive in abundance bountifully. When you give from your heart sparingly, you receive sparingly, right? So let him give not grudgingly. So grudgingly is unwillingly or cautiously. So when you trying to give to someone, you giving with caution, like, ah, should I give them, this $100, I don't know, or unwillingly, like, ah, I'm not willing to give no $100 to nobody in your heart, then you're not supposed to give in that way, right? you got some people like that, man. Are of necessity. So you're not just giving because it's necessary. All right, it's an essential requirement. Like, oh, I know God want me to give, so I'm going to give. I'm only give because it's necessary for me to give because I know that God is going to give me forgiven. Another one is you're not giving because you feel like you're obligated to give, right? So that's not how we're doing it. All right, so Father Yahweh would teach us in this next verse how we actually supposed to be giving. For Yahweh loved a cheerful giver. So when we look at the word cheerful, we see unworried, so an unworried giver. We see happy, a happy giver. We see joyful, a joyful giver. And we see bright, a bright giver, right? So you're supposed to be unworried, you're supposed to be happy, and you're supposed to be joyful, and you're supposed to be bright when you're giving to someone from your heart. Right, and when Father Yahweh says giver, when you're giving, a giver is an angel. I did not know that. To be honest, I did not know that. So a giver is an angel, a well wisher, and a contributor, right? And a philanthrop, right? Which means rare. So when you're giving, you're a rare giver, like. You may be, not just saying like because you're giving a lot of money, but let's just say you may be a person that give $10,000 to somebody. And to that person, that's rare to them because they usually get people that just give them, lesser than that, right? So Father Yahweh loved those type of givers. You know what I'm saying? He loved an unworried giver, a happy giver, a joyful giver, a bright giver, an angel, a well-wisher, and a contributor, and a philanthrope, which is someone that's rare, and giving. Like, when they give, it's very few people actually give that type of way to help everyone out, right? And Yahweh is able to make all grace, right? So when we look at the word grace, what do you see in your mind when you look at the word grace, right? So I actually dug deep into the word grace, and I found that grace means finesse. Yahweh is able to make all things finesse. Yahweh is able to make all charm. Yahweh is able to make smoothness. Yahweh is able to make naturalness. Yahweh is able to make neatness, right? So that's what Father Yahweh is saying when he says grace. He is able to make all finesse, charm, smoothness, naturalness, and neatness abound. So when we look at the word abound, it means be plentiful, be abundant, thrive generously and bountifully, right? So Yahweh is able to make all grace, finesse, charm, smoothness, naturalness, neatness abound, be plentiful, be abundant, thrive generously and bountifully toward you, that you always having all sufficiency, which means what? Truthfulness, genuineness, enough, and plenty, and all things may abound, be plentiful, be abundant, thrive generously, bountifully to every good work that you do, right? As it is written, he has despairs, right? As it is written, he has despairs, which means so scattered, spread, and broadcast. You hear that? As it is written, he hath despaired. He has sold, he has scattered, he has spread and broadcast abroad. He hath given to the poor, his righteousness remained forever. Now he that ministers, right? So when we look at the word ministers, it means now he that is a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. Y'all hear that? Now, he that is a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. That's what a minister is. A head of a government. Remember that scripture where it say, and he has the government, he has, what it say, he has the government on his shoulders. Yeah, he has the government on his shoulders. Okay, so it says, now he that ministers is a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. Right? And then it says, has a seed to the sower. So if someone sowed into, let's just say Yeshua. So when Yeshua was on the earth, right? If someone had sold into Yeshua, right, he would have caused them to plant seeds, and he would cause them to create, right? Because he went. Now he that ministers is a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. He has holy orders. Right? So if someone has planted a seed and became a sword to him, they then will learn how to plant seeds correctly, and it will cause them to create what? Both minister, a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. It will have caused them to become like that, right? And then it says, bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown. So it calls bread for your food, right? And multiply your seed sown just by planting into Yeshua, right? If let's say somebody sowed into him, right? And then it says, bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. So sown means to do it. So your seed that you sown, you had there what? to plant your seeds and cause to create. That will have multiplied. So that same seed that you planted, he caused it to create bread for your food and to multiply, right? And increase your fruits of your righteousness. So it would have did those two things, right? It would have caused you to become just like him, right? And then it would have caused bread for your food and multiply your seed that was sown to plant seeds and to cause to create and increase the fruits of your righteousness of being enriched, right? So being enriched means to what? Make richer, to enhance, to improve, to add to, and to complement in everything to all bountifulness, generously producing abundance, which causes through us thanksgiving to Yahweh for what? The administration, which is what? The government authority that he gave us of running a ministry / what? Business of this service, not only supplieth, but what? Minister, give, contribute, or provide to the wants of the saints, but is abundant, right? In being rich, having plentiful, servicing, copious also by many thanksgiving unto Yahweh God. And we're going to go back because I know that went over a lot of people's head, right? Y'all, this is wonderful. You see how deep this is? So like I said, if you was to have given to Yeshua, right? Let's just say if you was to have given to Yeshua. Oh yeah, let me go to it. So it said, as it is written, he hath dispersed, sold, scattered, spread, broadcast abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remain forever. Now he that minister is a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. Right? So that's your, so let's just say if you had sown to Yeshua, that's him right there, right? Right? He's the minister. And he has a head of the government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. So now it says has a seed to the sower, right? So his seed to the one that sold to him would be to give to them, to teach them how to do it, to plant seeds and cause them to create something, right? And then it says both minister. So it would teach them how to be a head of a government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone in holy orders. So that's taking on, that's abiding to him, right? And taking on his yokes and burdens. Right? And then it says, bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. So that same seed that the person will have, that same seed that you have will have sown into Yeshua, it would have caused bread for your food. You would have ate from that, right? Which he would have gave you, taught you how to have the head of the government department that has an agency that attend to the needs of someone else in holy orders. The same thing that he had for you, he would have given unto you, and you would have had the same thing, right? That's bread for your food, and it would have multiplied that same seed that you sown, right? To plant seeds and cause to create, and what else? And increase the fruits of your righteousness. You would have gained righteousness from that seed sown, right? Excuse me. And also being enriched, which does what? It would have made you richer. It would have enhanced you. It would have improved you. It would have added to you. And it would have complemented you. Right? And everything to all bountifulness, generously producing abundance, which causes through us thanksgiving to Yahweh. For the administration, right? Which means what? Government authority. What he gave you, right? Of running a ministry / business. Oh man, this is wonderful. Of this service, not only supply it, and don't only this service, so this is a service. This business, this ministry is a service. It not only supply it, right? But what it does, it minister, it gives, it contribute, or provide.